Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Friday here on The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. I hope everyone is ready to tackle this weekend. It's been a long week. And what do we have to look forward to this week? This weekend? Football. Football, football, football. I'm going to talk about football, give you predictions at the end of the show. Got a lot of stuff lined up for today. Definitely going to take some calls. Going to talk about the MVP race and in the NBA. We're going to talk those Celtics and the Heat. We got Cleveland, Cincinnati on the table. And goodness, it just doesn't stop. Unfortunately, the Mercury were put out last night, so I am going to touch on that because the Mercury have been very good to the show, and we definitely want to talk on that as well. And then there's another game, NCAA game, football game that's been halted due to this devil known as COVID-19. So we'll touch on that as well, and we'll do all that right here on The Cave Show with PLR, and we are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, $49.91, Alma School, locally in Chandler. That's Alma School in Chandler Heights. Get in there, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a club member, get you access to the Members Lounge. Beautiful place. I've been a member forever. Get access to a humidor. And listen, I'll tell you what. I went to my humidor yesterday. Hadn't been in a little while. I bought 3 cigars, completely forgot how to put them in there. And they were perfect. So you get access to a humidor. You can store your cigars there. They never go bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If you can't make it in, don't worry about it. Just go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. That is the housing shipping online for Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Go there, find your stick, order it. They'll send it out. If you get in there early enough, it ships same day. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, serving beer and wine, the best place to watch all your games, all sports. Watch the White Sox clinch there yesterday. Great place. Jump right into this. You heard the topics. You heard what's up. I'll open it up. Let's take a couple calls before we move on today. Call in number 917-889-7828. Carrie Lackey Law Line. Have a call on hold. Thank you for your patience. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Lou, my friend, how are you?
Better than the Celtics, that's for sure. 0-2, and oh boy, was there being some testing moments in the locker room last night, or shall I say early this morning? Oh boy.
This
is not what I was hoping. This is not what I expected.
It's hard to play those dog teams, Lou. Miami's a pack of dogs, man. It's hard to play teams like that because they just keep hitting in face. I mean, and then I hate to use that phrase like that, but they don't stop. You get them down by 10, big deal. And that's why, even though I think the Lakers are going to beat Denver, and I'll get into that a little bit later. Denver's a hard team to beat because they don't quit. With certain teams, you step on their neck and they quit. And they stop. They just go, you know what, this isn't our day, we give up. That's not Miami. So that's tough when you're playing dogs like that. That's just a tough fight.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody expected this.
No. No, you know what, though? Here's the thing. I didn't know what to expect. I picked Toronto. Truth be told,
my
championship picks are blown up. I picked Toronto and the Clippers to play in the finals. So I'm all blown up. And Toronto had to fight. They just didn't have enough talent. Whereas Miami seems to have both.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, very happy for some of those guys, though. Like, Goran Dragic, who I covered down here when he played
with Phoenix.
Very, very happy for him. Just a good guy. And it'll be nice for him to, you know, have an opportunity to compete, if they make it that far, to compete for an NBA title. So that would just be cool. From someone that I actually covered and interviewed and spoke to, and you ready for this? I still have a Goran Dragic jersey autographed that I won on draft night when he was still here. They did a contest to see who could get the most number one draft picks right out of all of us media that was there at Suns headquarters, and I actually won that event. So I still have my autographed Goran Dragic Suns jersey from that. So. Good guy.
All right, I'll give you that. And we have our Stanley Cup Finals matchup.
Who you got?
Well, it's a tough one, but I think I'm going to go with Dallas. I think Dallas is going to take Tampa on this.
I think Tampa have a better regular season before they got put in the bubble.
Not too good. Dallas was the top team the whole season.
Dallas was the top team. Okay, I'm sorry. I had it confused. Tampa had the top season last year when they got eliminated early, correct?
Okay. Very early, yes.
Yeah. Had it backwards. Mm-hmm. So this is like their redemption. This is like their redemption year.
Only if they win.
Yeah. We shall see, huh?
We shall see. I think it's gonna be easy for Dallas. I think they're gonna do it in five.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of confidence in the stars.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, at least we finally made it though, the Stanley Cup.
You know what? I don't care what anybody says, and like I said, I'm gonna get into this about the bubble stuff later and give some unsolicited thoughts. But
yes.
The NHL and the NBA and the WNBA, they really did pull this off. And, I mean, I know the NBA and the WNBA still have a little bit to go. But so far, they pulled this off with the players, with getting media in there, with getting workers in there. There are teams that have been in the bubble for 70 days. And the people that broke the rules got chastised. So, just incredible. Just incredible.
Well, you broke the rules, you are going to get chastised for it, and you should.
Well, but I mean, but they stuck to it. Yeah, they stuck to it, and they didn't care. And that's what I liked about it. It didn't matter who you were. And people made fun of the snitch line and all that stuff. But just by knowing it was there, and I think when they suspended Rashawn Holmes early for getting Grubhub or Uber Eats or whatever he got, I just think that sent the message early that they weren't messing around, they weren't playing, they were taking it seriously. And if you didn't take it seriously, get your butt out the bubble.
Mm-hmm. So, now baseball, you know, the postseason for MLB wants to play in the bubble. Well, you should have thought that in the beginning. You know, now you're deciding to play in a bubble? I mean, really.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question about that, though. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I don't mean this in any disrespect. And I know we're getting up against the clock, but I really want you to respond to this. So far, and I got to say that again. So far, when you look at the teams that got busted in the bubble, and I'm looking at markets, I find it odd. Let me think of a way to say this. I think it's crazy that a team like New York that had like crazy restrictions on it, the Yankees never really fell prey to COVID. The White Sox, big market, never fell prey. LA, big market. The Cubs, big market, never fell prey. Yet these were the cities that had the most restrictions in the states that they're in. So New York had a crazy amount of restrictions. California, a crazy amount of restrictions. Illinois, a crazy amount of restrictions. Do you find it odd, you know, as I go back to the Arsenio Hall, things that make you say, do you find it odd that those teams had no issues following the mandates and didn't get caught doing anything, nothing nefarious at all? But the smaller market teams like the Miamis and the Twins and Cincinnati, and they just couldn't seem to get it right early. St. Louis. I just wonder why. I don't understand anybody did anything wrong. I just think it's really odd.
Well, Miami, Miami, they all went to the beaches and whatnot and you know, had their little thing. So I'm not surprised about that area.
That's weird.
Miami, no. Others, yes.
So, but anyway, those things. And by the way, my White Sox clinched a playoff berth yesterday. Just thought I'd share that with you. Hey, as long as you don't let Jimenez catch fly balls, we're going to be okay.
Yeah,
so,
and the Dodgers
I'm looking forward
will probably do it themselves again.
Yes, I hope so. I think a Dodgers White Sox World Series would be entertaining.
Yeah.
An Atlanta White Sox series would be entertaining. A Cubs White Sox series would be entertaining. A San Diego White Sox series would be entertaining. Are you seeing a thing that I'm saying right now?
Yes.
I don't care who's there as long as the White Sox are there. Lou, I got to jump. Enhance Sports tomorrow. Give everyone the number.
512-543-4622. Then again, 512-543-4622. From 5 to 7, my time, whatever it is in your
two
time,
to four.
3 or 2? All right, 2 to 4 your time.
2 to 4, and listen, I'm coaching a game tomorrow afternoon. If it ends early, and I'm hoping that it does, you will get me at the tail end of the show.
All right, great. What are you coaching?
All right. I coach my son's 10U competitive basketball team.
That's what I wanted to figure out. All right. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Good friend, Lou. Always good to catch up with him. Good friend of the show. And always has good insight. Let's jump away. Let's come back. I have this show in perfect order, but this whole NFL thing is bugging the you-know-what out of me. So we're going to talk Cincinnati-Cleveland, and I'm going to sprinkle in all these people that are getting on my nerves. And I know it's not getting your ass Monday. I understand that. But I got to get this off my chest. And I may do it on Monday, too. But I'm going to do it today on the K Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on the Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
What up, everyone? Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining me on this Friday. Man, this has been a long week. It's been fun, though, and it's been heartbreaking, especially when it comes to the Phoenix Mercury and the WNBA, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Going to talk a little football here. Thursday night football, I'm so happy it's back. You just don't know. But like I said, welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. If you ever miss any part of the show, make sure you check us out. Replay 3 o'clock, KSRN. Casual Sports Radio Network. Download the app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, or anywhere. Anywhere where you find your apps at. And again, as you know, you're checking us out live right now, BTR, KSRN, as well. If you ever get confused, you go, "Wow, I know it's everywhere, but I can't find everywhere right now," very simple. Go to thesportscave.com, caves with a K, hit the listen live button from 1 till 2 every day. It'll take you right to a live show. If we're not on air at the time you click on, don't even worry about it. All you have to do, simple, all you have to do is click on that listen live. A plethora of shows will show up. Pick one you want. Our website has some of the top shows, some of the best interviews. We have that on there as well. So feel free to check it out. That's at thesportscave.com. So I'm going to attack this a different way. Before I get into Cleveland and Cincinnati, and I have a lot to say about that game, I just want to say something about all the people that don't know, or the people that won't just shut up about football, about the NFL, about the NBA, about MLB, about this, about that. I think it's just become a bitching session just for the sake of being one. I really do at this point. Mike Ditka, he's still talking. If you don't like this country, get out. If you can't respect this country, get out. I'm fed up with people saying who should get out. So here's where I'm confused when it comes to sports. There was a date when there wasn't the national anthem in sports. I think it was great. I think it's great in the Olympics. Country pride, show where you came from, show all the pride. But it's almost a protest, man. The last I checked, people fought for freedom, for the right to express themselves. And I think it's funny how the First Amendment only applies to the people that you agree with. And you don't have to agree with athletes. I get you. You don't have to. You can find something else to do. It's cool. Go do it. That's your right. You have every right in the world to do it. If you think, even though you've been told over and over and over that at night it gets dark and in the daylight and when the sun is out, it's bright, and even though you've been told no one is trying to disrespect the flag, if that's what you want to believe, you have every right to believe that. That's your choice. You believe what you want to believe. That's fine. You don't want to watch sports? That's fine. The get out of my country stuff, though, is getting really kind of old. Really kind of old. And it makes you start to wonder, wait a second. So to stay in your country, it means we need to, or you need to, or they need to do it the exact way you do. The only true people that are true patriots believe what you believe. If you don't believe what you believe, then you're not a patriot. So if you're a person that fought in a war that supports players' rights to protest, does that not make you a patriot? If you serve this country, if you're a law officer, if you're any of that, and you support those people, does that not make you a patriot? Wouldn't that make you more patriotic than some of these people that claim to be patriotic just because they can buy a flag and listen to songs with the word America in it? And I guess here's my point that I'm getting to. If you don't want to watch football, or you don't want to watch the NBA, or you don't want to watch Major League Baseball, go for it. But do you have to constantly tell people, you're not watching, I hope they fail. You're not watching, I hope they suck. If you don't want to watch it, why is it still occupying space in your brain? Why is it still occupying thoughts in your head and affecting your heart? If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. Leave it alone. There are people in this world that I just don't like and that just don't like me. Now, I don't know where their mind is, but I don't even think about them because I truly don't like them, so I don't want them to occupy space in my head. But every time you post, the NFL is doing this, the NBA is doing that, the NFL is doing this, you must care. You must be the person tweeting your ex-girlfriend late at night from an anonymous phone or handle, a ghost account. You must still care. You must be the one checking her page on Facebook every chance you get to see what her updates are. Because if you didn't care, you wouldn't check. You could care less. You could leave it alone. And you wouldn't have to tell everybody else, I'm over her every single day, because we would know it. But every time you look on social media, you got these people gassing you up, saying how much and how bad these sports are and how good and how bad these individuals are because of what they're doing. And they're gassing you up. One of the biggest culprits of this is Jason Whitlock. Every day he tells you how bad LeBron James is, how bad Colin Kaepernick is, how bad the NFL is, how bad this is. And he writes articles left and right, and he's telling you how bad they are, and they must be the devil. And he gasses all these people up, and all they say is, you're right, Jason. Way to go, Jason. You're telling them, Jason. Way to go, Jason. You're just a free thinker, Jason. You don't have to think like everybody else. Let me share something with you. He's getting paid off of this. He's giving football prediction picks. He's telling you he gambles on picks on his Twitter. That means he's still watching football. You're saying you're not watching anymore, and you're supporting the dude that watches all sports and gets paid for watching sports because he then writes about the sport, the people, how bad they are, how they're misled, how this is Marxist, how this is this, and he's getting paid, and you're co-signing it. Who's the sheeple now? Who's the Pied Piper now? People, stop and think. If you're tired of football, leave it alone. Quit football. Look at it and say, I quit you. NBA, I quit you. But you're not quitting it when you got to tweet about it every day, when you got to post Facebook a message on your Facebook every day, when you're playing fantasy football, when you're betting on a game, when you're letting your kids play in leagues that are subsidized by pro sports, that are given a sign-offs so they can wear jerseys that say the Titans and the Lions and the Warriors and the Bears, then you got to pull out. There's this big word I'm going to introduce to all these people that are so upset about everything. You got to divest. You've got to divest. You got to get out. That means you're all in for what you believe in. If you believe that is all bad, and these people need to be taught a lesson. No fantasy sports for you. Let it go. Don't put on a pair of Nike. Don't put on a pair of Adidas. You know why? They support pro sports. Get out of them. Leave them alone. Don't watch NBC. Don't watch CBS. Don't watch ESPN. Don't watch any of that. You know why? Because they support the NFL. So if you're all in, like your Twitter and your Facebook claims that you are, and you hate it all, you have that right. Hate it all. But quit it. Tell them I quit you and get them out your heart. There is someone I know. I know this person. Talks about everybody all the time. Oh, everybody in the NFL is pampered. Everybody in the NBA is pampered. Everybody is this, they're pampered. Plays fantasy football every week. It's okay, though, to be entertained by these pampered people. It's okay, though, to talk about how awful they are as long as they're providing you something you need to get by your day. Can't have both sides. Can't break up with your girlfriend and like her pictures. Can't do both. That makes you a hypocrite. So what I need you to do, so that way you're not a hypocrite, I need you to divest. And if you don't know what that word means, I'm going to let you do your own homework and look it up. But when you look at someone and you use these three words, I quit you, you have to mean it. And you can't walk around like Jason Whitlock and be a fake hero. It's Cave Show, PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. Thanks for hanging with us today. Make sure you are checking out. Well, I can't speak. It's Friday. I did well on Tuesday. I did well on Thursday. For whatever reason, Monday and Friday. So let me start over. Make sure you are checking out the Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. And it's at Sports Cave. Cave is with a K. And the website is thesportscave.com. Of course, Cave is with a K. So, there was football last night. Yes, there was. Yes, there was. What did we learn last night? Well, we learned that Joe Burrow can play quarterback. I think we knew that. He showed it. Who lets a rookie throw the ball 61 times? And no interceptions? This kid can play. Baker Mayfield did a lot right last night. Okay, so I'm not one of those people that are on the, I'm going to damn everything Baker Mayfield does. I actually think Baker Mayfield has had a really tough time. He's had three different coaches, 3 years, three coordinators. Everything changed. Even his rookie year, technically, he had three coordinators that year alone. Started out with Haley, then Jackson, then fired, then Kitchens, and then we have Kitchens another year. Now we have Stefanski. That's a lot for a young quarterback to go through. And I think what makes people miss the point with Baker is a lot of people don't like Baker because of his brashness and the stuff he says and the stuff he does and his flamboyancy. And, you know, you've heard from, you know, Baker doesn't know if he's, you know, Patrick Mahomes, if he's Deshaun Watson, or if he's Drew Brees, or if he's Aaron Rodgers. And I think he gets a lot of heat, unnecessarily. I think you have to find the system that fits him. And I think last night they did a really good job. And I know he threw one interception, but 16 of 23, two TDs. He only threw the ball 23 times, but they ran it 35. And I know you're probably saying, dang, are you saying PLR that he's just a game manager? No, I think he's better than a game manager, but I think he has to be a game manager And so I think you have to use your assets. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, those are assets. Nick Chubb averaged 5.6 yards a tote. Kareem Hunt, 8.6 yards a tote. Give them the ball. Odell Beckham, 4 receptions, 74 yards. See, I think there's this misconception that Odell Beckham needs to catch the ball 13 times to be effective. He doesn't. Early in the game, he hit him with a sick double move. The one thing Baker Mayfield was definitely known for was his accuracy. Hit Odell pinpoint right on touchdown. Do you know what that double move did to the cornerback for the rest of the game? It made him not be able to peek in and look. On every play action, he could not peek in and look. Because if he got caught peeking in and it wasn't a run, now you got Odell Beckham streaking down the field on you. You know what else it does? Since he does that double move on play actions with your safeties, especially your deep safety, it means he can't run right to the line. He has to respect that that double move might be there again. So just by doing that, you open up everyone else and you make it easier for everyone else. And I think that's what the Cleveland Browns have to understand. You have so much talent. Would you rather? And the same with Odell. I'm sure he'll tell you this. I'm sure he'd rather go 4 for 74 and a touchdown than 12 catches, 120 yards, no TDs, you lose. Your running back ran about 2 times. The other running back ran 4. Baker had to throw it 58 times. That's not good. So I think Cleveland has to understand who they are and really, truly find an identity. On the defensive side, you have one of the best defensive linemen in the game, Myles Garrett. You're down Greedy Williams in your secondary. You want to eat clock. You want time of possession. These are the things that you need to keep the other team off the field. You want them off the field. So you just have to do these things. Be consistent. Win time of possession. 33 minutes of time of possession to 26 minutes time of possession. Good job, Cleveland. It's what you needed. It really is. It's what you needed. Because you're in a tough division. It is definitely not going to be easy with Baltimore and Pittsburgh. You got 10 days off, then you get the Washington football team, followed by the Cowboys, then the Colts, then the Steelers, and then you get Cincinnati again. By the time you get to November, you could be on the right side of wins. But you got to keep doing and finding your culture. and making your culture work. And when you have those stud running backs, shouldn't be that hard. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, they've shown you the way. Now it's up to you guys to follow it. On the Cincinnati side, all I'm going to say is Burrow's the real deal. That kid doesn't look rattled, but you got to find that dude in line. You got to find a way to keep more of a balanced offense, because he's going to get hit a lot, and you don't want him to end up like Andrew Luck. Something I did want to touch on the other day, and I didn't. The Jets stink. I mean, the Jets really stink. And Adam Gase is terrible. I honestly believe he is the worst coach in the NFL. And I can't wait to watch the game this weekend. So I'm going to see if he proves me right or proves me wrong. But that dude is just bad. And I don't know what he has over everyone, but just look at Ryan Tannehill. When Ryan Tannehill was in Miami, and he was coached by the quarterback whisperer, Adam Gase, they practically gave you a door prize and a coupon to take them off their hands. And now dude is balling. Huh. Adam Gase gets a bright young quarterback. And I'll be honest, I don't see everything everybody else sees in Sam Darnold, but he's definitely not trash. Sam Darnold under Adam Gase is a filet mignon served on a trash can lid. Because no matter how good the steak is, the coach is that trash can lid that you're serving it on. And that's Adam Gase. His team has no confidence in him. He doesn't know how to talk to his players. Players don't want to listen to him. Players don't care to listen to him. Dude is just a bad coach. And they've said it over and over. Could you imagine if you ran a corporation and you had a general manager or a manager or a supervisor or whatever you want to compare it to, and all the players told you, and you know what? You work for GM, and all the car builders tell you, this guy's terrible, man. We do not like working for him. He doesn't develop us. He doesn't get anything going for us. He's got awful. He was over at Subaru, and he ran them into the ground. You bring him over here, and we're telling you he sucks here too. And you leave him in. And you give him a contract to build your brand new car. And none of his workers want to listen to him. None of them care. Half of them want to leave. Half of them leave to go work for Ford. But you still keep this guy. That's the Jets, man. And I don't know why they still want to keep this guy. They do. So that's on them. We're going to let them roll with that. All right, it's that time. It has come. It's time for me to give you these picks. Like I said, if you want, you could go out if you live in a state where it's legal, and you could bet you a little money. If you don't want, all entertainment purposes. If you lose your money, don't call me. If you win money, I want a piece of it. I'm just kidding. But let me give you these picks. This week's week two, NFL week two picks. You ready? Atlanta at Dallas. Come on, man. As much as the Dallas Cowboys get on my nerves, they're going to beat Atlanta. Detroit goes to Green Bay. Really? Detroit is going to Detroit. That's what Detroit does. Give me the Packers. I don't even know what the points are. And I'm not even giving you points. But if the points are 90, take the points and the 90. Jacksonville goes to Tennessee. Give me the Titans. Minnesota goes to Indianapolis. I'm taking Minnesota as a road team. I'll tell you why. Because they have Philip Rivers as a quarterback over to Indianapolis. And it's going to be a tight game. It's going to be hard fought. It's going to come down to it. And Philip Rivers is going to throw an interception. Buffalo goes to Miami. Miami is sorry. Give me Buffalo. San Francisco goes to the Jets. I don't care if every San Francisco receiver is hurt. I don't care if the Jets can actually play the run pretty well. Adam Gase is calling plays. Give me San Francisco. The Rams go to Philly. I'm actually going to take Philly because they were so embarrassed last week at home. I don't think they're going to come back and get embarrassed at home again. So give me Philly at home over the Rams. Denver goes to Pittsburgh. It seems like Pittsburgh plays Denver every year. For two teams that are not in the same division, they seem like they play each other every single year. I like what Pittsburgh is doing on offense. They can run the ball. James Conner got hurt. They came in with Benny Snell, didn't miss a beat. Juju Smith-Schuster is healthy. Big Ben's elbow is good, and that Steelers defense is looking like the steel curtain almost. Give me the Steelers over Denver. Not sold on Drew Locke, but I'm not sold on him either. Vic Fangio, he doesn't even know how to call timeouts at the end of the game, so I'll go with Pittsburgh. Carolina comes to Tampa Bay. This is actually kind of a tough pick for me, believe it or not. It really is. Maybe Matt Rhule will realize number 22 plays on his side. So if there's a tight game that comes down to it, maybe he'll remember I should give number 22 the ball. I don't think Tampa's going to be as bad as they were offensively last week. I know I've said it. I'm going to keep saying it. The only thing that gets better, and the only thing better at 43 than 42 is Scotch. But I think Tom will have a bounce-back game. I think Arians now knows what Tom can do, what Tom can't do, and I think that he'll gear the offense this week a little bit more to Tom Brady's strengths. So give me Tampa Bay in a close one. The L.A. Chargers, and I got to say it like that, otherwise I'll say that city down the road from there. Kansas City comes to town. They're coming in with that alien playing quarterback. Clyde Edwards-Helaire running the ball. And that track team they call a receiving crew, along with that tight end that catches everything. And a defense that's not great, but that's good. And they're coming in to play the Chargers. Now, I will tell you this. I don't expect Tyrod Taylor to make a lot of mistakes because he doesn't. And part of the reason he doesn't is because he doesn't go to ball more than 6 yards. And they're methodical, but I don't think that they're good enough to beat the Chiefs. And yes, the Chiefs are going to have some hiccups during the year because everyone does. I don't think this is one this week. Give me the Chiefs on the road. Baltimore goes to Houston. Bill O'Brien is still the coach down in Houston, right? Right? He didn't get fired during the time I was on air. Okay? Right? Okay. Yeah. Give me Baltimore. I will never pick an O'Brien-led team against a good team ever because he will not make any adjustments and he's wasting Deshaun Watson. Sunday Night Football, New England goes to Seattle. Cam Newton, Bill Belichick make that trip all the way cross country to play the Seahawks. Man, those Seahawks ain't going to lose this game. I don't care what the resume says with Belichick. Seattle's going to pull away. They have a good running game. They've got receivers. And Jamal Adams on the defensive side of the ball is on a mission. Give me Seattle. The Washington football team comes to Arizona. They have a dynamic front four. Philadelphia gifted them a win last week. And I'm going to say it here, and you damn well know I mean it. Kyler Murray is going to be a problem for Washington. And you know what? I'm going to even say this. And I know my boy Earl Burnett, KSRN, he's going to say, did he really say that? Well, yeah, I really did say it. Kyler Murray is far better than Carson Wentz. And he's a whole different set of problems for the Washington football team getting on that plane, traveling cross country to play out here in this West Coast time zone. The Cardinals are going to beat Washington. They're a better team. They have a better quarterback. And they definitely have a better quarterback than a quarterback they played last week. Giants go to Chicago. Saquon Barkley would have had more career rushing yards if he didn't even play last week. He went in the negative. I'm not sold on Daniel Jones. I don't think he's a bust, but I'm not sold yet. Everybody knows Saquon's running the ball. The Bears should be able to stuff that. Here's the key. Paige, I know what you told me. I just don't know what Mitch I get. I don't know if I get first half Mitch or if I get second half Mitch. And if I get first half Mitch, is it just for the first half? And it's a hole too deep for second half Mitch to get first half Mitch out of trouble that he got himself into. Or the second half Mitch play like second half Mitch in the first half, only to play like first half Mitch in the second half. And it could be confusing, but I am not confused. I'm still going to take the Bears to beat the Giants. And then, Monday night, new stadium is opening in Vegas. New Orleans is going in. They're going in without Mr. Michael Thomas. Give me the Raiders and my upset pick of the week. You have my picks. Go out, have fun, do your thing. If you make money, give your boy a call. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the Cave with PLR.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about. Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Time to put a ribbon on this bad boy, last segment of the show today. Thank you for hanging with us this Friday. Man, it's been a long week, but a good week. Big weekend planned. A lot of football out there to watch. The NBA, the Western Conference Finals gets moving tonight. Denver, LA. I am picking LA to win the series in six. I'm not surprised. I will not be surprised if Denver wins. Actually, I have a barbershop bet with someone on this series. So I'm betting on Denver, but that was before. That was actually a carryover from last year. So, but I don't renege on the stuff that I said. So I got to keep that bet, even though I think the Lakers are going to pull through. I'll tell you what, though. Boy, bubble, if Miami plays Denver, my side will hurt. I will enjoy it because I love basketball. But you know the NBA will be crying if the Lakers and LeBron are not in the finals. Last night, Boston had another lead on Miami. Miami, man, pack of dogs. You can't just play them like you're playing everybody else. Now, a little frustration set in. Just a little bit frustration set in after that loss. Jaylen Brown talked a little bit about the mishaps in the locker room after the game.
Really just, you know, a lot of emotions just flying around. Obviously, we feel like we could have won, you know, should have won, and we didn't. So just a lot of emotions flying around. That's it. You know.
Now, Marcus Smart was heard yelling, cussing. Reporters could hear chairs, or it sounded like chairs thrown up against walls. Malika Andrews from ESPN reported that. A lot of noise, a lot of everything. Marcus Smart walked out of the locker room, gave no interviews, seen yelling and cussing. Gary Washburn, that writes, great writer, man, great writer. He reported the same thing. So what's up with Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown?
Exactly. That's why we're doing it. You know, he plays with passion. He's full of fire. And that's what I love about him most, to be honest. You know, he has that desire and that will, and we need him to continue to have that. You know, it's ups and downs for families all the time, but, you know, we embrace each other for who we are and who Marcus is. I love him for it. So we got to get ready to come back, take that same fire, and add it to game three.
Kemba said, what noise? What y'all talking about? Jaylen told the truth. Here's what I love, and I said this yesterday, and I'm going to repeat this. When teams fight, I said it about the Clippers. When teams fight and they win, they're competitive. When teams fight and they lose, then there's a locker room problem. Then so-and-so is a bad attitude. I want you to really stop and think about that. We saw Tom Brady in New England yell at his OC. And what did they say? Oh, he's just competitive. We see other quarterbacks yell at their OC. They have an attitude problem. Think about it. Jimmy Butler was asked, hey, why does everyone seem to have that dog, that winning mentality? Where does that come from? Does it come from the players? Where does it come from? So Jimmy said.
I think Coach Pat and Spo do a good job of picking those guys, so they already got it. Somehow, some way, they already know the guys that are going to fit in here. And to tell you the truth, to fit in here, you just gotta care about winning. That's the number one thing. Try to win in that championship. And we got a group of guys that want that night in and night out every single day. There's only one goal in our mind, and that's to win it.
And there you go. That sums it up. I don't even tell you anything else. Boston's in trouble. They're already in trouble. But they're in trouble. They're in Barney Rubble. Trouble. Also, last night on the basketball front, the WNBA, the Mercury got put out. Unfortunately, it leaves a lot of questions at the end of the season. Sandy Brondello talked about this team through all the adversity that they went through this year.
I'm extremely proud. I don't think I've been as proud of a team as I have with this one. Amount of adversity that we had to face, coming in the bubble included, and, you know, losing players and having to pick up players just to have enough players to play. But, you know, we actually, it brought us closer together. So our chemistry grew. And so I can learn a lot from this year, and what we need to do moving forward. And but look, I love, you know, these players, you know, they're talented, but without character, you're not going to get anywhere in sport or life. And these players are high character. And, you know, we stayed together. We were close-fisted and we competed. And, you know, just the ball, we had our opportunities tonight. But, so credit to Minnesota. They made the plays when they needed to. But, yeah, disappointed but proud. I think we can, I think we can grow on what we've shown this year. And looking forward to this.
Donna Taurasi, the GOAT. Added this as well.
He showed incredible character. I mean, we went through a lot of stuff this year, on and off the court, with injuries and people leaving. We stayed together. I said this before, we could have easily quit. We could have easily said it was just too hard. And, you know, we're one basket away from, get to the conference finals or whatever the hell they call it this year. And we're one possession away, so that's going to
going to
hurt for a little bit.
Diana Taurasi has nothing to prove to anyone. She is the greatest women's player to ever play in the WNBA, period. And that, to me, is not even an argument. You're wasting your time. But she came back from a lot. Back surgery, missing a year, a lot of stuff. But she seems to be in good shape. She seems to be in good health. She obviously proved that she can play, not to us, here in Phoenix, but to everybody else. And so, you know, I put the question to her, are you coming back?
I mean, that's the plan. I know how much work it took to get here again. So I think Jeff and I, and we talked about it earlier, that, you know, the plan is to come back next year, hopefully a little bit better, and then try to go after it again. But, you know, like I said, at this age, a lot can happen, you know, with everything that's going on, you know, with COVID and, you know, thinking about playing in a bubble again. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into it more than just, you know, being healthy and hopefully be ready to play. So those are things that, you know, I'll sit down and talk to Penny with, obviously talk to Phoenix with, you know, going forward. I think my contract's up. So, I mean, there's some things that I got to, you know, figure out.
Well, I'll say this from my end. I hope to come back. You still got stuff left in the tank. This team is still competitive. And think about all the stuff that went on in this bubble. She got hurt early, came back. Bria Hartley got hurt, came back, then was out for good. There were times where Sky was banged up. Sophie was banged up and missed games. Alana banged up, missed games. BG left the bubble. So this team still has a lot. Let's see if they can get it together, regroup, and come back at it next season. Time to wrap this up. News and notes. Houston and Baylor will not play. COVID-19, the devil. We already know Charlotte's not playing UNC. COVID, the devil. These teams are trying. Pac-12 has the possibility to play a modified schedule. Starting in October, we'll see. As I get news, I'll let you know. As soon as we get those calls, those Zoom calls, I will be on them, ready to roll. Social media, get us at The Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. Cave is with a K. You can get our website at thesportscave.com. Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on Twitter at PLR on sports. I don't just talk sports. So if you want just sports, Sports Cave on Twitter. When it was on my mind, PLR on sports on the Twitter. Great week of sports. Had fun. A lot of great guests. Thank you all for joining via the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Thank you very much for Duros for having us back for Cigars with the Cave Show. Everyone, have a good, safe weekend. Be back Monday, God willing, to do this all over again. Remember this phrase: when you tell someone you quit them, mean it. Temptations, bring us home.